We'll end the hour with an innovative business proposition. When a funk band from Michigan planned its upcoming tour, it had one important condition. All the shows must be free. The band is called Wolfpack, and they decided to finance those free concerts with a new album. It's called Sleepify.
Wolfpack released Sleepify, the album, last week on Spotify. This album's different than our previous albums. This album's much quieter. In fact, we believe it's the most silent album ever recorded.
Band leader Jack Stratton.
The most silent album ever. It's a collection of absolute silence, 10 tracks. The ploy generates cash through Spotify, a music streaming service. Listen to the album all night long, Stratton says.
When you listen to a Wolfpack song on Spotify, Spotify pays us a half a cent. So if you were to listen to Sleepify all night on repeat, you'd generate $4.
Okay, so the question is, why would anyone do that? Why buy the sound of silence? The answer, according to Jack Stratton, it's cheaper than a $20 ticket to a show. And the band is really raising money this way, according to Stratton. He says so far they've made about $5,000 with about 1 million plays.
That's about 1 million plays of nothing.
Right, and the band will hold their free concerts in the places where people listen to Sleepify the most.
We expected Spotify to be silent on this whole issue, and indeed they would not talk on tape. But they did call us back. Spokesman Graham James says he thinks this is a clever stunt, but he said, we prefer Wolfpack's earlier albums. He added that Sleepify seems derivative of John Cage's work. Cage composed 433, which is also silence.
Unfortunately, we can't play you any excerpts from Sleepify. Prolonged silence triggers alarm at NPR member stations. So instead, we offer an earlier song from Wolfpack.